Welcome to Alls of Pimentos podcast. I'm Sean, everyone knows that, and I'm speaking with the band Tall Pork, and the members are...
Hey, I'm Davey the Mick Bastard. I'm the vocalist and lyricist.
And I'm Kevin Bastard, I'm the drummer.
And there you go, guys, good work.
That's the only members they could afford.
That's it, that's all we could afford was two guys, yeah, because maybe it's the best two.
Well, it could half of the band that could be killed by shellfish, so...
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
If you ever want to just kill half of the band, just sprinkle some shrimp powder on something and we're dead.
Oh, you guys are all seafood out, eh?
Just me and
Kevin.
Just
me, Davey.
Yeah, I'm the same way too, guys. I can't eat the fucking... Can't eat the oysters either.
No.
For me, it's just the sea spiders, like the garbage-eating sea spiders, you know?
Yeah.
Like crabs and
lobsters. Yeah, I know, it's...
I'll never know the joy of jacking a sea cucumber into my mouth. Ugh.
That'd be delicious. Ew, that's gross.
Not good,
man. No.
Who knows? Yeah, I'm all lactated out, too, so I can't even do dairy anymore. Oh, yeah? Fucking sucks. Yeah. I miss cheese so much.
Yeah. Worst guts on the planet.
Yeah, mine are fucking, like, if I drink more than fucking three IPAs, it's over.
Stop drinking IPAs, bro.
No, I don't want to, though. They're too delicious.
Fair enough.
So, if
you've done your homework.
Like, fuck it. If you know me, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
If you want to hang out with me, there might be a toot. Who the fuck knows, but whatever.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
So, how did Tall Pork start, guys?
We're based out of North Bay here, which is where we're all from, basically. But I was living out west. I was living in Vancouver for like 20 years. And I just moved back to North Bay about 2.5 years ago with my wife after 20 years in East Van. And I'm still trying to, get over 20 years in East Van. If you've ever been there, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, it's fucking a wicked place, dude.
I moved back to North Bay like 2.5 years ago, and the Tall Pork thing really started like probably like 15 years ago, because I would always come back, you know, for like holidays, like never Christmas, but mostly Thanksgiving. I'd always come back home for like a week or two every year, and so me and Viv, who's our guitar player, who's my older brother, and Pete, PP Bastard, who's our bass player, who's I've known since we were kids, since we were like 9 or 10, and basically my brother from another mother. We've all been playing, the three of us have been playing music together since we were kids. So when I come home for Thanksgiving and stuff, the first Tall Pork thing we did, we did like an 8-song album, and we did a one-off show. Because something inspiration hit, and we ended up just making this crazy punk rock album. And we had a different drummer. We had Rob Janice, who actually was the drummer for Brand Band 3000, if you know them.
Yep.
So he recorded our first album. And then I moved back here, like...
I played that show.
Yeah, Kevin like played that show with his other band.
Yeah, my other band, like, actually played that show. Yeah.
And what was that, Oxhead, or...
No, that was Tundra.
Tundra, right.
Yeah.
I'd come back occasionally, and we'd kind of just write some songs and record them now and again. And then when I moved back, we had quite a bit of material already. And Kevin had linked up with Viv and Pete, and they had another band called Bathroom Squad, which if you want to talk about that, Kev. They were doing that while I was away.
Yeah, it was just a, essentially it was a like a B-side punk rock cover band. We would just get drunk, jam, and just, you know, play some fucking, just old school shit that we, you know, grew up with and such. But it was really just like a hobby thing. Like, it was just fun for, you know, shit's sake. And then I was in another band at the time, and that band fell apart. And Peter just caught me in the public one day and was just like, hey, do you want to drum for Tall Pork? And I literally had just stopped playing with my other band. And I was like, fuck, yeah, let's do it. Like, who cares? And I met Davey that day. We kissed a bit. And,
we did not.
In my mind, we did. But, yeah, no, and, yeah. And that was it. Like, instantly, like, first jam, I was just like, this is it. I'm doing this. This is great. This is all I want to do. And, yeah, so we've been doing that for 2 years now?
Yeah, a little over
2 years.
Probably
more. Yeah, a little more.
Doing
yeah.
a bit and done 20-plus shows in the last, I mean, COVID lockdown went for the first little while. Mm-hmm. So we were just kind of practicing and stuff. And then once the lockdown lifted, like two springs ago, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was like two springs ago. I think so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, and it's probably like fucking 17 years ago now. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. We don't remember.
Yeah.
No, but it was love at like third sight kind of thing. Honestly.
Just really clicked. And I mean, the whole thing with us too has always been like, you know, with Tall Pork was about writing original punk rock. And you know, we'll throw in some covers here and there, and more like when we'll do like a theme show, like for Halloween. The last couple of years we've done shows where we've had a theme. So the first year we dressed as the Misfits and we did a bunch of Misfit songs. This Halloween we decided to go full like hair metal glam, and we played what did we do?
Remember, we did Twisted Sister,
Quiet Riot,
Judas Priest.
Oh yeah, and then we did that Poison song that was for the Valentine's Day.
Right.
All this music that we would have, well, not Judas Priest and stuff, and Twisted Sister, but Poison, I would have hated as a kid, but now I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
You listen to most of those Poison songs, and they're basically Sex Pistols songs, so.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. I never thought of it like that.
If you dive back in as you're like kind of an older person and you just dive back into these things, you're like, holy shit. Like, that wasn't fucking stupid.
No.
It was stupid then, but it's like not that stupid now. It's just, I don't know, wrong time to guess for Poison.
Yeah. It's just rock and roll. I mean, for us, like, the kind of punk rock we play, like, we've had people ask us, like, hey, you know, you really got that, like, 80s classic punk rock sound, you know, like, Misfits, SNFU, DOA, and they're like, so do you really try and sound like that? And they're like, and we're like, no, man, we're just old. Like, that's the music like we grew up listening
to. Yeah, I hear that, yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
so that's
what comes makes out. Us happy, yeah.
Yeah, no, I dig all those bands. Like, I just actually ordered a SNFU vinyl, Fuck You Up Like a Bad Accent, Flubla.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's a great album.
They, seriously, as far as Canadian punk, and I saw one SNFU show, like, God, when I was, like, 19, so we're talking, like, 30 years ago.
Yeah, we're...
And Chai Pig, he set the bar, man, like, for a punk rock front man.
Yeah.
I mean, I never saw Bad Brains live, and my wife saw Bad Brains in Kelowna.
Yeah.
Said that was definitely the best punk rock show ever.
Yeah, but, why?
For me, Chai Pig is like the absolute top shelf. Like, it's, I can't do what he did, man. Like, I used to see him around Vancouver, right? Like, he was kind of a character. He would hang out at the old Cobalt, which, funny enough, Cobalt, talking about glam metal, and Motley Crue, the song Girls, Girls, Girls was from the neon sign that was at the Cobalt that said Girls, Girls, Girls. And there's Chai Pig, and he would kind of tend bar and wash glasses and stuff, and then he'd hang out at the bar and just draw and stuff, and you'd see him there and be like, that's Chai Pig, man.
Yeah.
And that's where I met him. I thought he was homeless.
And, of course, he looked like an old wizard, you know, like.
Yeah, he dabbled. He had some, he had a lot of issues, man.
Oh, yeah, he did, man.
And then I would sit there, I would, in my Canadian, fuck me, man, I would say all time, like, punk rock, they'd be in there, like, between 1 and 5 for sure, SNFU. They have to be.
Yeah.
Like, they've done.
Yeah, they're top five easy.
Oh.
For me.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Like, you, DOA, Dayglow.
Yeah.
Who else? Propagandhi.
Yeah, well, you gotta put Prop Gandhi in there, man. You have to. I saw SNFU in Guelph. So here's a fun story. So I was walking down the street, Main Street of Guelph, a couple of my buddies, and then there's this bar called Vango's Ear on the corner. This is like 7:30. We're out for a fucking rip, right? Like going out because we're all chefs, so like we have the next day off on the Monday. And so then on the corner, there's this bar called Vango's Ear, and the sign said SNFU live tonight. And I had like fucking 5 beers and a couple of shots of Jameson's. And I'm like, am I reading this fucking thing right? I'm like, no fucking way. And I walk into the bar. I'm like, is SNFU playing here? I'm like, yeah, in 20 minutes. I'm like, is there still tickets? They're like, yeah, it's not even sold out. I'm like, I went to my boys. I'm like, I'm fucking staying here for 2 hours. Go fuck your hats.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, you'll never see shit like that again.
Dude, the bar that we played in that we were talking about, like where Davey played his first Tall Pork show, and I like my band played, SNFU played that place, like just nowhere, like just a small ass fucking bar in a fucking small city, and they fucking kill.
Well, that's the thing too, man. Is like they even like they just played off the floor, like there was no stage.
Yeah, there was no stage.
Yeah. It's fucking
crazy, man. No stage here either. They just play on the floor. I love playing on the floor. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm the same way too. I'm not a big stage guy. I used to play tunes back in the day, but not too much anymore. I work as a chef, and that takes up a lot of my fucking life. So
well, there you go.
No, that's all right. It's still dog shit though. But whatever.
So Chai Pig, when I saw them, this was in London, so that 30 years ago, and he halfway through the show, he pulls out like a super soaker. And just starts spraying the crowd. And, you know, it was pretty hot. So people are like, yeah, great, whatever, you know, hit us with the super soaker. And then when everybody was leaving, we all realized that it was actually like indelible blue ink all over our faces and clothes and stuff.
Fuck so you, really?
Week, the next week, and it wouldn't wash off, right? So the next week, you'd be walking around the streets and you'd see somebody and they'd have this blue ink all over their face. And you'd be like, hey, you were at that show.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool thing. You know,
you'd just be like, it's better than T.G. Allen, though, right?
Fuck that guy, man. He's mental, too.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what that liquid is, but we've all got one of the hepatitises.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, Chai, when they came out with their last album, fuck, what's it called? It was, no, shit. It was like fucking 10 years ago. I gotta do some research. And he was starting to get clean. Like, he was starting to fucking figure everything out.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, he was addicted to, like, everything. Yeah, let's just not even say it. Just say everything.
Yeah. He was. Yeah.
It's kind of sad when shit like that happens because he died during COVID, too, right?
Sorry?
He died during COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he died before that. Didn't he?
I'm trying to remember if I was still in Vancouver.
Yeah, so when they released In the Meantime and Between Time, that's when he was starting to get kind of
clean.
Yeah. And then I don't know what the fuck happened, but...
Well, I mean, it's a fucking slippery slope, man. It's really sad and it's shitty.
Yeah, totally. Like, I get why people do drugs. I get it, whatever. Fuck, I used to do them, but...
Sure.
I totally, but I just woke up one day. I'm like, I can't do cocaine anymore.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the same page.
Vancouver, and especially like downtown East Side down there, it's like, it's pretty hard to get off of any kind of drugs because it's just kind of everywhere. And, you know, it's pretty
tragic. That's what they'll teach you. If you're not one of them and you just go down there, like, you're just like, holy shit, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died 2020 July.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I remember that. He was fucking... Fuck, he looks so fucking wizardry, eh? Looks like an old wizard.
Yeah, total fucking wizard, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you guys recorded the first EP on Tarantula Tapes, what... And I think recording like doing punk rock records or doing any records on tapes as like merch is a fucking brilliant idea. What got you guys doing that? Like, what inspired you to sit there and put it on tape?
Well, we got hooked up with the Tarantula folks through our friend Julian from the band Avum, if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
And we did like a little short northern run with Avum last year where we played like North Bay, Cobalt, Timmins. And just meeting up with Julian, like Julian is
super close with them.
Yeah, and Julian is like the force of nature. Like he really is super motivated and connected. And those guys are like playing festivals in Europe, and they're down recording in the States, and they're doing festivals in Florida. You know what I mean? Like they're like migratory birds. Like they're seriously all over the map. And we were just chatting with Julian about, you know, like what kind of you know, labels and stuff are around, and he was like, oh, you should check out these Tarantula Tapes people. It'd be a cool like next move for you guys, because, you know, like, I mean, personally, I'd like to see our stuff on vinyl and stuff eventually, and I'm you know, old school, so I really like having stuff in a physical format, you know. And I think as time goes by, more people are getting that too, because they're like, well, what if the music that I stream won't be available, you know, online? But if, you know, you want to have something, and plus having it as an actual physical item, it's a cool piece of merchandise, right? Like, even if people don't listen to the tape, and like, I listen to tapes, we got tapes around the house, and my wife has like old school, like yellow Sony Walkman she uses. It's great, you know, and there's a lot of music on that format that you're not going to find anywhere else. So
yeah,
just getting linked up with, you know, Casey and Corey, and corresponded with them for a few months and got everything together and sent it down to them. And then like I was actually listening to the interview you did with them, and like they said, we went down to Huntville a couple weeks ago, and it was friggin' blizzard.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
I got the tapes, and you know, it was cool. And I mean, that's what it's like up here. Like distances, like it's a lot different from Southern Ontario. Because, you know, any, you know, from here to Sudbury is the closest. That's about an hour and a half. But you know, Timmins is like what, 4 hours, and Toronto's 4 hours, Ottawa's 4 hours, and you know, we're it's far, you know. And like North Bay is like 50, what, maybe 52,000. It never grows or shrinks, right? Like it's always the same.
Yeah, but it's like, I've been up to North Bay.
The size, like there's a lot of music here, right? And like I work at the Long and McQuaid, and like there's a ton of bands here. And there's the thing we don't have is a lot of venues. There's basically like two or three venues now that we're able to use. But there's a ton of musicians, and there's a, you know, there's a lot of old punks and stuff here, and it really is like a kind of a, well, there's a big country scene here too, obviously, right?
Well, that makes sense. It's North Bay.
But yeah, there's a lot of like, you know, punks and a lot of people into metal and heavy stuff. So we've done some sort of crossover shows with like metal bands.
Well, that's the thing too, is like when you're, and I would put you guys in the style of punk rock, like late 80s, early 90s, like thrash punk, right? That's exactly what I get from it. Like I went and listened to the, like this EP, 22 minutes. Fucking forever. Mm-hmm. Like when it came out, I was like, fuck, this is, no one is, except for maybe the Holdouts, no one is doing what you guys are doing right now, in my opinion. Like there's a lot of skate punk bands and whatever, but you guys have like a really raw energy, like aggressive, like it sounds like it's from 87, and that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I think like what we always like to say is like we're all like, all of us are like huge metal fans and punk fans, obviously, but like we're like metalheads too, and we're just not good enough. Seriously, yeah, we're just not good enough.
We may almost be a straight thrash band. Like Kevin put me on to like Power Trip, and we've been listening to this band Insanity Alert from Austria, and I mean I grew up listening to like DRI. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I started with like Slayer, Death Angel, Exodus, all that kind of stuff, and then with DRI, Nuclear Assault, and then Septic Death, and that kind of stuff. So a lot of that early thrash that was pretty punky, and it's like, we'd almost be a thrash band, but it's like too much commitment, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta like all grow your hair long and like take yourselves really seriously and not smile.
I gotta fucking really get way better at drumming.
No, you're good. You're good.
Thanks.
But, you know, like we have some elements of that, and some of the stuff on the new EP is definitely like pretty metal, you know? Like there's the God Hates Peace, and some of those songs are pretty metal, but like, you know, we like to also leave it open where some of our stuff is like, you know, a bit more like sort of Ramones core, I guess they call it, or like not necessarily pop punk, but in the modern sense, but you know, like that sort of old school, like pop influence. Like we want the stuff to be catchy, you know?
Yeah, well, it's
like
a thing too.
I like to write hooks. I want songs that have choruses that people are going to sing along to at the shows. And, you know, like it's so, you know, yeah, I would say like with me and Viv, like when we were kids, like playing, like, yeah, we started playing thrash and metal and stuff. And most people we knew started like with punk and then got into metal.
Yeah, that's the way I was.
And I'm still into Slayer, huge Slayer fan.
Oh, my, have you ever seen Slayer live?
Yeah, my wife and I mean, our first date was a Snoop Dogg show.
Nice.
And like the third or fourth date was a Slayer concert, and that's when we knew this was a forever thing, man. It was like if you go to a Slayer concert with somebody, and like, and it was, this was with Lombardo too, like Hanneman had passed, but we got to see Lombardo on the drums, and man, that was just fucking.
I saw Slayer with it was like, I think it was like 2002, 2003, and Sick of It All opened.
Fuck yes. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was probably my top three favorite shows of all time. The fucking energy and the fucking just everyone, like Sick of It All. And if you've ever seen Sick of It All.
I have not seen Sick of It All, and I have tickets to the final NoFX tour, and Sick of It All is playing, I fucking hope, because they're playing like all of them, and I'm so stoked to see Sick of It All.
Yeah, it'd be good. Which one are you going to, Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Montreal on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, I've seen NoFX probably, like, I don't know.
I've seen NoFX a billion times.
Like, yeah, it's whatever. Last time I saw him, he was, like, Fat Mike was, like, it was in Toronto. And he had, they just released that compilation album of rarities and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so then they're touring that fucking hunk of garbage.
That's and, right. And I don't want
yeah.
to see that shit.
No, so like the first night was all the hits, right? But like, you know, I had tickets to the second night. I walk in, the first thing he says, he's like, well, we played all the good songs last night. Here's all the B-sides. And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I was so fucking mad. I'm like, fuck this. I was already stewed anyway, so I still had to wait for the fucking bus. But like, all right, whatever. And then when I was leaving, they ripped into the Decline. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stay. They played the full Decline and whatever.
Nice.
That's sort of made up for it. Not really. But I talk shit about that fucking show in this podcast. I think it's like the fifth time I've talked about it. I was so fucking mad.
Yeah. I've seen NoFX enough times to like say that they've been shitty a lot of times.
You know what? You're the first person. One, two, no. You're the third. Excluding myself, you're the second person that said that.
Yeah. I've seen them enough times to know that, like they're not fucking amazing, guys. Like, yeah.
The only member that has it together is fucking Eric Melvin. Not Eric Melvin, sorry.
Hefe.
Hefe is the only one that knows how to play any instruments.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah,
he's the only, in my opinion, probably like the only. Well, and the fact that fucking the drummer's clean now.
Yeah,
and he's kind of really good, but Hefe is the only saving grace in that band.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't think they'd be around if it wasn't for him.
They wouldn't.
I'm not gonna lie to you, because Mike
like,
is not.
If you listen to like S&M Airlines, and then you listen to like
Ribbed. Yeah,
that's a huge leap.
That's it, yeah. Ribbed is fucking amazing. And that's the reason why they put out a live record of it, because it's one of their best ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a massive leap. When Hefe comes in, it's like, oh, okay, so this is the NoFX everybody loves.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody gives a shit about the other shit.
No one cares. Like, okay, and I was just talking about wrestling with a band called Lake City. They're a screamo band, and they're pretty fucking good. This morning, actually, because I was fucking hungover as fuck from partying for my birthday. I would sit there and say NoFX, in my own opinion, and here's my Mount Rushmore of NoFX albums. I would go Ribbed, So Long, Thanks for the Shoes, The Decline, and Heavy Petting Zoo.
Those are your, like, favorite?
Yeah, everything else is fucking dog shit.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man.
Honkin' Drublick?
It's good. It's fine. It's fine. Like, I like, I like Leave It Alone and stuff like that, but
yeah,
you can't compare that to So Long, or you can't compare that to Ribbed.
So Long, Thanks for All the Shit is probably their only, like, well, for me, Punkin' Drublick has, like, this, like nostalgia to it.
Well, yeah, because that's when, like, they were, like, that's...
I got it when it came out.
And yeah, me too, man.
That front to back, like an idiot. So, like, I could probably, like, I know the guitar tones. I know the fucking next chord that's coming. I know the words front to back. And, when So Long, Thanks for All the Shoes came in,
dude,
like, this might be, like, the most complete NoFX album I've ever heard.
You can listen to that album from fucking track one right to the end, and there's not a bad fucking song on it.
Like,
at
it's
all.
Front to back, just aggressively
right?
amazing.
And it's fucking great.
I agree.
It's like,
I have to listen to it now because I never have.
Oh, you have to.
It's a great album.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Well, when they sat there and released fucking Punkin' Drublick, that's when they released that in, what, 94? When everyone was, like, trying to get signed to majors, like The Offspring and stuff like that. And they actually made a video for like, I guess Epitaph gave money to make a couple of videos for the album, but they didn't get signed. But they worked hard enough where they didn't need to. But it's, like, Rancid and Pennywise, too. Like, I don't know. The first three Rancid albums are amazing. Everything else is complete fucking whatever, because it sounds, everything sounds the same, right?
It's garbage.
Yeah.
And Epitaph of the Wolves is probably in my top five.
Yeah, I would say that too. That's
for
good.
Real.
Yeah.
Like, and same with songs, they're bangers.
Yeah, and then
there's
you
a couple fluff in there, but they're not that bad.
No, like the album's good. You can listen to it, but even Let's Go, that's their second album. It's fucking so amazing too. And same with Pennywise too. Like there's two Pennywise albums I listen to, and that's about it. Full Circle and About Time.
About Time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Same.
Yeah. Everything else after that, it's like, fuck.
Well, whatever. It's just either the same song.
Yeah. Well, I liked it when...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, when they sat there, went on their own, like when Jim left the band, and he's got two side projects, I wish he would just fucking sit there and do that. And then...
Yeah, same.
Fucking whatever.
Fucking diaper.
What's that, sorry?
Fletcher's a diaper. He's fucking useless now.
Yeah.
Like, they can't even come to Canada anymore because of that guy.
Yeah, well, I know. So here's a small story for you.
I'm not even, like, bummed about it at all.
No, neither am I. I've seen...
About, like, somebody told me that about the NoFX show. Like, oh, well, Pennywise won't be there. I'm like, oh, so do I have to listen to the same fucking song for fucking 45 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I've seen them live. They're good. But Fletcher, like... Because of his fucking record, they don't come to Canada. They don't tour anywhere.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. He
tried to.
Guy.
Yeah. So, anyways, here's a small story. And whatever, I still like Pennywise, and people have their own opinions. Whatever. And I'm just saying I'm just saying that as a disclaimer, and I totally agree with you. But I asked Fletcher to be on the podcast. Like I've had Good Riddance, and then Pulley's on tomorrow, and then we had Diesel Boy and Jughead's Revenge. We had all those guys on, so I went to Fletch. I'm like, you want to do the podcast? And so we got talking. I'm like, sweet, I can't wait to do the podcast. Thanks for letting me to talk to you out of your time, your day. He's like, well, no, it's going to cost you $300. I'm like, are you fucking? And like in my own head, I'm like, I kind of get it because I met him fucking 10 years ago, and he was a dick then. And then,
Oh.
And then I'm like, I just, Yeah, I said to him, I'm like, I just want to talk to you for like 35 minutes. He's like, okay, 150. I'm like, fuck you, man. Like, when someone's sitting there like that, you send an e-transfer, do you think they're going to fucking do it? No.
Fuck off.
We didn't tell you, actually. Our rate is like $5,000 for this. So.
Oh, really? Well, too yeah, bad. Too bad, fuckers. We've already been talking for half an hour.
Too late now, dum-dums.
Yeah. But the album's amazing,
you
guys.
Went to the fucking Fletcher fucking school of...
fucking... It's hilarious. You know what? You're not the first person that's said that Fletcher's a fucking...
He's a dope.
Yeah.
Dude, all the dudes in Good Riddance, I've met all the guys in Good Riddance. Also, just want to fucking do a quick shout-out, because Pauly fucking rules.
Yeah, man.
I've never met anybody in Pauly, but... They are fucking legends in their own right. But yeah, all the dudes in fucking Good Riddance are absolute gems.
Mm.
Yeah.
I will agree. And I'd say, like, yeah. I was talking to Dave from Diesel Boy. And because their new album's a pretty fucking, it's a pretty ripper. Like, if you haven't listened to it, throw it on. It got a bunch of accolades in the end of the year from a bunch of fucking websites. Anyways, he was on too, and he's, fuck, we could have sat there and talked about baseball for like fucking 2.5 hours. He lives in Seattle. It's fucking great, man. It was fucking wicked. Yeah. And then, you know, you talk to someone like, doo-doo-doo, and it's like, okay, go eat it. Now I want to scrape my tattoo off. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But I already knew he was a real piece of, like, a piece of garbage in the beginning. And everyone knows it too.
Just think about Byron.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Byron on. Byron's really good, and what's his face? Randy.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get Randy on. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, no, I met Byron at a work tour fucking decades ago, and he was like, I was like a quick fucking 5 second conversation, but he seemed like a normal dude.
Yeah,
Fletcher's just literally like, oh, everybody wants to rock. Yeah, cool.
What's that, sorry?
I just like, yeah, Fletcher's just like, hey, does anybody want to see me vomit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, good job, Fletch.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man, like, when he's on, and he's good, but I've never, like, I've seen no effect, sorry, yeah, Pennywise probably, like, maybe 10 or 12 times. Out of the times that, like, everyone was on it, but one is, like, every fucking show.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking
I guess when you like, they were like both so big in their own fucking worlds. They're like, I don't know, man. Maybe when you play that much, you just like get this big head about you. But like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I can't. I could never be shitty.
What's what I mean? It's like, can you like when? I've seen that band in like so many, and we'll talk with someone else in about like 30 seconds. I've like supported that band for fucking so long. And it's like, what? Go fuck your hat, man. Like, and you know what? Yeah, everything that everyone said about you is fucking absolutely true.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What are the bands you guys listening to right now? Like, any new stuff?
What am I listening to right now? You know what? I'm on a really huge like Municipal Waste kick right now.
That's cool.
I love that band. No, nothing like really, really new. Mean Jeans. The new Mean Jeans album actually is really good. If you haven't heard Mean Jeans before, they're fucking dope. They're very Ramones-ish.
I think. They're good. Yeah, I got into their first album.
What's that?
I got into their first album a lot.
Yeah,
they're
good. Gigantic Psych is a fucking gem album, in my opinion. But yeah, like, no, nothing really, like, crazy for myself.
Dave?
What's that band? The Insanity Alert? They're great. Yeah, Kevin put me on to those guys recently.
Insanity Alert?
Dude, it's the dumbest name. But like, holy shit, are they good?
Austria, they're Austrian, and it's like, what would you call it? It's like traditional thrash.
Yes. You know,
like it sounds like DRI, Nuclear Assault, like 80s thrash, but it's all really funny too. Like it's what are their songs like? 666 Pack and I Am the Commander, and like it's really funny. Like,
all mosh, no brain.
Yeah, it's super high energy, funny. Oh, they're great.
Saturday Grind Fever. I know I'm on fucking I'm on Spotify and I just follow them.
Trust me, you won't be upset.
Yeah, I listen to like skate punk, punk rock, all punk, whatever, like metal and stuff like that. But when I'm at home, I listen to a lot of fucking hip hop. So
There you go, Davey's your man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't listen to it as much now, but I mean, I did hip hop for like 10 years in Vancouver.
Yeah,
you know, like old school boom bap shit. I used to interview a lot of people that came through Vancouver, so I've met, you know, Wu Tang Clan and Chuck D and KRS and those guys. And like
KRS is like, good. He's a nice guy.
I mean, the holy trinity of hip hop for me is Mobb Deep, MF Doom, and Sean Price. And if you only listen to, well, I gotta add Wu Tang in there too. So
yeah, I would go. I like. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I go Wu Tang, Sean Price. Are we talking like Wu Tang, like everything, like every member has done, or just
well,
like Wu?
Not necessarily. I mean, I like.
I don't like. Liquid Swords is probably my favorite hip hop album of all time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Jizz is really cool. I got to meet him. He was.
Yeah, he's. Cool. I've met him too, and I've also met Inspector Deck. And like the stuff he does with Czarface, I'm down with too.
Yeah, he's dope. I like Czarface, and I mean, they did stuff with Doom and all that. And
oh, they did a whole album with Doom.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so top MCs would definitely be MF Doom, Sean Price, and Prodigy from Mobb Deep. But there were a couple of years that's all I listened to was Prodigy.
Man, yeah,
when he died, that was a big hit because I just.
Gangstar too, man.
Really and you know, like, and he's so prolific too. Like, if you're into Prodigy, people always think I'm talking about the Prodigy, and you know, I dig them too. But I mean, Prodigy, H&IC, Mobb Deep, and like the dude had like thousands and thousands of songs.
Oh yeah, it's like
heavy life story. His autobiography is incredible. You know, like I'm into like. Sort of individual artists sometimes that I just get really locked into, you know, I listen to at home too. Like people always think this is funny, but I don't know. It's sort of links with punk rock. I listen to a ton of like
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No. although yeah, some of it's cool. So like old school, like roots reggae dub.
Yeah, man. I'm with you on that
70s
one.
Dub,
yeah.
Like Lee Scratch Perry and stuff. Yeah. And I'm super into, this band. They're actually from Virgin Islands, from St. Croix, called Midnight, and their singer, Vaughn Benjamin, he changed his name to Acapulco. He passed away at the age of 50. He could not remember how many albums he made. He thought it was about 78. And they're still releasing stuff from that guy. So Acapulco is, you know, and as a vocalist, I kind of have my, like, top vocalists, you know what I mean? And, like, so yeah, Vaughn Benjamin, a.k.a. Acapulco, he's in there. Prodigy, Mobb Deep, Doom. For punk singers, I mean, we did the Misfits stuff a while back, and like, I gotta say, for better.
Danzig.
Well, Danzig is the single biggest influence, I'd say, definitely on my singing style. And like, I was a huge like Danzig fan back in the day, and like, it in one of our songs too, the Carney Life, and the song about me being a teenage Carney, and I recalled, and like, I met the Misfits when I was 16. I put their kids on the little boat ride and shit, you know, like, so yeah, the Danzig, huge influence. I've been actually going back and listening to a lot of that stuff I used to listen to when I was a teenager and be like, yeah, man, Danzig was dope. I mean, he had his moments where he went absolute shit, and I don't know, maybe he's not like the greatest human being, or
I still think he's all right. Like, I think you would put him in the same like bubble as a Trent Reznor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to sit there and say to you, also Gangstar, if we're talking hip-hop, man. Fuck.
Well, hell yeah, 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 Guru, Gangstar. Yeah. Yeah,
dude.
For sure, man. Yeah.
Like, yeah, you Gangstar. Can't go wrong with that. Yeah. And, fuck. Everything, everything that the fucking Wu-Tang does, well, a lot of it's, even the first Ghostface album is fucking a banger, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Ghostface a few times in Toronto.
Yeah, I still love how he still rocks FUBU, eh?
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit. Cool. Like, I saw Wu-Tang once, and he came on stage, and he was wearing, like, a red FUBU yellow jumpsuit. I'm like, fuck, dude, thank God you didn't change. Like, this is exactly what I fucking want. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, dude. So any shows coming up late in the year or no?
Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Where are you guys playing Saturday?
We are playing at Studio Nude Beach, which is, funny enough, is our jam space and where we recorded the new album. And we got Mall Crimes coming up and Psych Bike from Sudbury and Paint by Numbers. I think they're from Sudbury too. But yeah,
yeah, they are. Yeah, Paint by Numbers are from Sudbury.
Where's Mall Crimes? They're from London.
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
Dude, they're fucking dope.
Yeah, they're on the podcast, I think, at the end of March.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they're fucking killer, too.
Yeah, we haven't met them yet, but, like, holy shit, I really fucking dig their sound.
Yeah, they're fucking killer. Yeah, I haven't met them yet. Well, not in March, whatever. So, anyways, we've been talking for 39 minutes and 49 seconds. This is the spot where you guys plug all your shit, so go.
Go ahead, Davey.
Well, considering that we're the only band called Tallport, that's pretty much the handle on all our social media. So yeah, Instagram, Tallport, Bandcamp, tallport.bandcamp.com. If you go to the Tarantula Tapes, Bandcamp, we're on there with the new album and you can actually order the tapes through them. Facebook, Tallport, not on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. It's fucking dog shit. Don't worry about it.
You know, I Twitter used to be my favorite, and when fucking apartheid Elon there took it over, I just was like, it just turned into a cesspool, and I just was not.
Well, like with all the stuff people are allowed to fucking say on the fucking
soul. I'd jump on every few months, and I'd be like, it's not, you know.
So, well, it's,
mostly active on Instagram, Facebook. If you just look up Tall Pork, we're on there, and. That's us. I try and, you know, post some stuff fairly frequently. We've got some live clips and
You guys should do a TikTok, huh?
You know what? I've never gotten on TikTok, and I honestly I feel like I'm too old for it or something.
Oh, we're on it right now. I got the podcast on it where I just fucking talk into the camera and now it's the fucking shows and shit like that. I got like 1,200 or 1,300 views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like just post your live shit on there.
Yeah.
Right? Just hashtag the fuck out of it.
Maybe it's time.
Yeah, man. It's seriously, do it. Like, you're not going to get dick from Facebook. Like, fuck. Like, the only thing Facebook's good for is your grandmother's fucking apple pie recipe and, like, a 1999 fucking graduation photo. Like,
like you're all right with, like, promoting shows there. Just
really? Oh, okay. I don't know. I just.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, Spotify, obviously, just search Tall Pork. We got the new album. This EP is 22 minutes, which, I heard you say that in the Tarantula Tapes one. Yeah, it was definitely, that was the inspiration, I think.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I thought it was a rip.
We were around the table, we're like, what are we going to call this thing? And then we're like, well, how long is it? And somebody's like, about 22 minutes. And Kevin's like, well, this EP has 22 minutes, so...
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Good
when
Canadian comedy.
When I saw the name of the EP, I'm like, oh, these guys are jokes. I was like, these guys will be fun to talk to. Yeah.
We like jokes.
Yeah, man. Okay, guys.
So that whole album actually isn't on Spotify yet. I'm posting it song by song, but the whole thing is on Bandcamp. But our first album, The Last Thing You'll Ever Hear, all of that's up on Spotify too. So that was like a 12 track. Album, so yeah, we got 20 songs. No,
that's okay. That's enough for a fucking 45-minute show, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
Who cares, man?
Easy.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, cool guys. Thanks a lot for doing this, eh?
Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking
to us. Yeah, man. Stay online.
Sounds good.
Cool.